Canada's Top 20 Countdown.
Hi, this is Jeffrey Ennis from UConn Blonde.
Hey, this is Paul Sonia from PS I Love You.
Hey, this is Tyler from Send the Whale.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from the Ketamine.
I'm John K. Sampson.
Hi, this is Lowell Campbell of Winter Sleep.
Hi, this is Chris Conley from the band Hot Panda, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada, this is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Henman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Henman, joined by Brian Cleveland in studio, and we are about to count down the top 20 albums that are charting across this great nation we call Canada. And it all comes from earshot-online.com, and this is for the week ending Tuesday, February 5th. 2013. Brian's going to tell you what you find if you go to that website.
Yeah, you can find every Tuesday evening the National Top 50 from the National Campus and Community Radio Port at earshot-online.com, as well as all the separate charts from submitting radio stations across Canada. This week, 36 submitting campus and community radio stations.
Whoa.
Whose list you can find. That is quite a lot, actually.
That is a lot.
Usually there's about 30-some, so some people working hard this week. And you can also find specialty charts both nationally and regionally, including electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly charts, yearly countdowns, and some great features, including interviews, reviews, and loads more.
If you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a couple of ways. We have an email, earshot20@gmail.com. I know, it's amazing, right? We also have Twitter at earshot20. That's our handle. And facebook.com/earshot20. That is our Facebook address. And we like to hear from not just fans of the shows, or maybe you're not so much a fan and you want to tell us, but hopefully you're a fan. We hope that you enjoy some aspect.
I started writing my email as soon as you said that.
Did you? It almost makes me think of like the television show Home Improvement, where every time Tim screwed up, Al would hold up a sign for the phone number for people to call and complain about Tim.
I love your recent and relevant and current
cultural references
hey, that you always pull out.
It's the way I do. Anyway, if you're an emerging Canadian artist or band, we'd like to hear from you as well, and potentially throw some of your music on this show as a feature mixed in
is
with
pretentiously
the
pretentiously kind of like a is that a mix between pretentious and potentially?
What did
and
I
what
say?
Does it mean? Potentially?
Potentially? It
yeah.
means that
I
there's
just
no
know.
No. It's a mix between the word pro and potentially, so there's a really good chance.
Oh, professionally, not pretentious.
No.
Oh, okay.
Potentially, as in like a really, really good chance.
I'm
like
on board.
Yeah, so there you go.
That's great.
I love making up
new words.
That's the way I do.
That and relevant cultural references is what you're known for.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone already. All right, let's get...
That's why my real co-host is the music.
What is... You're a mean, mean man.
You're
I'm telling
a fool
everybody.
Today.
I'm telling everybody. I made up a word. I make up words every show. You never call me out on it. This time, it happened. I don't know what's wrong with you, Brian. All right. How about we give them some music?
Sure.
Because that's what's important.
Well, we have lots of new music this week, including a couple of debuts and four albums that are debuting on the program, but not in the top 50. So we're going to start off with something you haven't heard from before, which is Thomas D'Arcy and his record What We Want at number 20 from 32. And you're going to hear a track called I Wake Up Every Day. Following that, Diamond Rings and Boats. And we'll tell you about that more when we return.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
Set of fans.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Put me on, put me on, come on. Put me on.
Earshot 20. Number 18.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was the first three of the program this week. You heard from Boats, Marble Mouth 2 from the Marble Mouth single at number 18, down from 10. At number 19, down from 4 was Diamond Rings, Free Dimensional, and you heard a track called Put Me On. And a new one this week for the program at number 20, up from 32, is Thomas Darcy and the album What We Want. You heard I Wake Up Every Day.
I always look forward to new things on the charts. That's always what's really exciting about this show. Because we hear... Normally, songs or albums will stick around on the charts for a while. And what I do like about the format of this program is that you're not going to hear the same song every week. We have an opportunity to play the entire album for you. So, that's exciting. But some of the new stuff, like this one, for example,
Doesn't know what he's about to get.
No, I'm...
No idea.
I feel like I'm going to get thighs.
Yeah.
Next is legs, and then feet. If that was the succession of their band, they changed band names. But then once they got to feet, they'd have to go the opposite way then. And, I don't know, torso?
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like that's the right progression for their band. I don't know. I'll think about it. I'll come back to you with it.
Please do.
But I feel like thighs and their... Maybe their album names. Maybe they don't have to change the name of their band. Their album names can progress that way. So it's their self-titled album Thighs. And then their next album will be maybe Femur. Thighs puts out their second release.
Give them a call and let them know your ideas.
I'm going to, because I think that's awesome. Yeah. There you go, Thighs. I've figured it out for you. You don't have to do any work now. They can just relax. It's good stuff. You're not contributing much to my conversation here, Brian.
It's not really a conversation as it is the ramblings of a madman. But I could tell you other things.
All right.
For instance, thanks so much to all the stations who air this program. Of course, 36 stations this week completing the charts, which create the national top 50. And many of these stations are gracious enough to host this program on their radio station. We are produced live out of Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, CFMH, every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., but rebroadcast on some fantastic stations, including UMFM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba, CFBX the X 92.5 in Kamloops, BC, Kootenai Co-op Radio, CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, BC, CKDU 88.1 in Halifax, Nova Scotia, CHMA 106.9 in Sackville, New Brunswick, CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo, BC, CKUW 95.9 at the University of Winnipeg, CFUV 101.9 at the University of Victoria, CHSR 97.9 in Fredericton, New Brunswick, CILU 102.7 in Thunder Bay, Ontario, Quartz Community Radio, and Caper Radio. So thanks so much to those 13 other stations for airing the program. You can also find us online on the NCRA Program Exchange at ncra.ca and click on in the left-hand side of the screen. There's a table there with a link to the Program Exchange, and you can stream from there as well.
Well, that's exciting indeed.
It is.
Huh. That is all.
See, I contributed something.
That's good. That was good. That was a good chunk of chat you just had there. Although we're not talking to each other. We both had our own separate little segments. I can't wait for your segment coming up a little later.
Oh boy.
Too. Yeah. I haven't developed anything to intro you yet though. I'm working on it. You wait one day.
The name's not great.
What is? It was Brian's top picks.
But it's not really my picks because they're picked by the radio stations.
See,
I'm just telling you about albums that are not in the top 20 that are debuting on the charts. I didn't pick them.
Okay, let's think of something then. We don't do this right now.
Brian's rundown, the lowdown.
Oh,
that's a word that you like.
Oh, that's good. The lowdown. Oh.
Ooh. It's always great radio when we...
it's good to develop segments. Everybody gets to be part of this. I'm going... Hang on, wait. I'm doing it right now. So, if you like the lowdown, then let us know on our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. I'm going to post it right now. If you like that, or if you have another suggestion, let us know. Something that... Now, I must tell them what the segment is first so they have an idea. Brian prepares before the show some of the albums on the charts that are positioned right now that have a pretty good chance of moving up into the top 20 and making their debut on this show at some point. So what do you think that segment should be called? I like the lowdown. That's good. Maybe someone has another idea. So we'll see. That's exciting. Now I'm excited because I'm going to post this.
I'm always excited when people get to see what a strange character you are.
I don't think it's strange. I don't think there's anything strange about this.
The things you get excited about. So we're going to jump right back into some music here for you as we hear from number 17, debuting last week at number 49, quite a tall climb. And it is the debut record from a group called Thighs, who I believe are a Toronto punk band. And this is a tape that came out a while ago and is now released to stations. And you can also pick it up yourself. And it is released by Not Unlike, so check that out. You're going to hear a track called Tooth. After that, number 16, Dan from Six is Metz. And from their Sub Pop debut, self-titled debut, you're going to hear a track called Rats.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17. We'll be right back. Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 16.
It's the Earshot 20.
And you just heard Rats by Metz from their Sub Pop self-titled debut, which came at number 16 this week, down from number 6. And before that, debuting on the program at number 17, up from 49, was Thighs from their self-titled debut. You heard Tooth.
Do you remember the days when Sub Pop meant you were going to Subway?
What? No.
For lunch?
No. Is that a real thing that you said?
No.
Oh, okay.
Hey, guys, want to go catch a Sub Pop? Or catch, I guess that doesn't even make sense. Get a Sub Pop?
Also, I feel like Sub Pop Records came out in existence before.
Before Subway?
Subway.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose. Maybe it was the sandwich shop before then. You know, I'm old, so.
Yeah, you're so old.
There were others that existed.
Old and wise, they say. That's what they always say about Anthony Enman.
Old and wise.
Even you didn't believe that.
Wise, maybe not. Old, maybe a little. It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Visit the site. It's a great site. Get all kinds of things on there for you to look at. And, of course, you can look at the top 50, national top 50, which is released every week, and that's where we get the top 20 from, and we count them down. And there's some good gems on there as well,
for sure.
Brian's going to tell you about a couple of CDs that are making their way up the charts.
Yeah, well, we are going to tell you about a few of those debuting at number 50 is Thou and the Get Down, Stay Down, and their fifth album from the Virginia-based folk rock duo is at number 50, as I said, and it's called The Common. At number 47, debuting this week, is Wake Al and the debut EP from the Vancouver indie folk pop group called A Wild Country. Also at number 46 is the Hot 8 Brass Band and the second studio album from the New Orleans-based brass band that blends hip-hop, jazz, and funk styles with traditional New Orleans brass sound is at number 46. At number 40 is Toronto Blues Now, which is a compilation featuring some of Toronto's best blues recording artists, and as they describe it, as a sweet sample of the sounds being created in their vibrant scene. And now we're going to hear from a debut.
Ooh,
next.
That's exciting.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier,
I love debuts.
It's pretty cool. Two debuts on the charts in our top 20, and four other albums debuting on the program that previously debuted below number 20. We're going to hear from number 15 this week, Homeshake and the Homeshake Tape, which is the debut album by Homeshake, the solo recording project of Montreal-based musician Peter Seger. Collects 9 songs that Peter recorded at home with the help of Jackson McIntosh from Sheer Agony and Mac DeMarco, who you'll also hear from soon, higher in the charts, and you've been hearing from for a few weeks now. This 25-minute album was released on Fixture Records in a limited run of 200 quote-unquote cool blue cassettes. I don't know if that's a color or if they mean like they're cool and they're blue, or they're cool blue color. They're cool, cool blue cassettes, or if they're just cool blue cassettes, if you catch my drift.
Cuckoo-ca-choo.
And you're going to hear a track from that record called Moon Woman. Following that will be Petra Hayden, who we told you about last week. That album debuting at number 35, and this week at number 14. So it is called Goes to the Movies, and we'll let you know what you heard when we return.
You ready for my pun?
Oh, is there one?
There is one.
Oh, great. Here
Grab
you go.
A milkshake. Here's some Homeshake on the Earshot
That's
20.
A pun?
Yeah, it is. It's good.
Number 15.
Hey, baby. I'm lying to bed thinking about you, wondering where you are. You should come over, I have a surprise for you.
She came round to me. Her hair is so long and her eyes. Karnataka, that is how we do it in the 780. All over the map, Lord.
We are here, set in the Babbage Street.
Check you on the flip side. Peace.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
Secret's out. Everybody knows now I'm Superman.
Well, here's the thing I never thought I'd have to say. That was the Superman theme by Petra Hayden. Charting number 14 this week, up from 35 from her album Petra Hayden Goes to the Movies, which, as you can tell, is a cappella versions of movie themes.
I hope this stays on the charts for a really long time, and it'll be my equivalent of you wanting Godspeed You Black Emperor to be on the radio forever. This is my enjoyment. I love that. I thought that
Did
was
you?
Great. I love movie themes, television themes. I wouldn't be able to listen to a whole album of it, but luckily,
that was my question.
Luckily, one song a week. I could dig it.
All right. Anyway, before that, A reserved judgment.
Okay.
That was a thing that happened. Before that was Moon Woman by Homeshake from the Homeshake tape, debuting on Earshot at number 15.
All right. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. And if you just tuned in at the Superman theme, you were like, oh, this is awesome. But remember that if there's any part of this program that you miss, you can always find it online. We'll post a link to our show once it's uploaded at facebook.com/earshot20. So don't be remiss. You can listen to this show and any of our past shows. They are all online, so you can enjoy that. We've got three more tracks to bring you that will round us out to the end of the first 10. And then when we come back after the break, of course, we bring you the top 10 albums charting across the nation. And Brian will give you a little bit more of the lowdown. I'm going to call it that. I like it. We'll see what happens on the Facebook page. I've posted the question. Haven't had any responses yet, but people are busy. People are busy. They're busy. So I gave the option of the lowdown and Brian's picks. But people are allowed to put their own thing too, which could be dangerous. But we'll see.
I think that you have to hum a theme song a cappella like we just heard every week.
Oh, I could.
All right.
I could do it.
You have until the next... I'm not joking. You
okay,
have
which
to do
one?
It. A theme song that you come
of
up
of my
with.
Choice. Okay.
Or you can choose one, but I prefer that you make it up. But I mean, if you don't want to do that, you can choose one.
Oh, you mean for your segment?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I could do it. Easy.
Could be Sanford and Son. Anyway.
And it'll start with this. Bum 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 bum.
We'll save it.
Okay, yeah.
Don't get into it.
I've already got something like cooking up. It's good.
All right, you're going to hear another debut at number 13. Debuting on the Earshot charts at that spot is the latest album from Hayden called Us Alone, and it is their seventh full-length record. You're going to hear Jif's Just Give Me a Name.
All right, I will give you a name. It's Brian. Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 13.
I don't want to know how it went. If it was planned well in advance, it happened like pure accident. But fell to the floor. If you asked for more, it makes no difference to me. If music was playing, the singer was saying, oh well, they set yourself free. But there's one thing I need for you to tell me, if there's a chance for us to remain. So don't say a word about where you've been, girl. I just need you to give me a name. Just give me a name. Just give me a name. I just need a name. Time she'll see that her and me were meant to be together. And time will pass, it may go fast, but we'll still be together. And where I go, she's at my side, half of my life together. It's easy love, it's like a glove from up above together. It's not fair that we should be together. But if it's fine that I've done my time, let's walk the line together. And when she's low, I'll always know we'll always go together. Easy love, it's like a glove from up above together.
From the glasses that you fell asleep with on your face. I love you.
Earshot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was So Many Details by Toro y Moi and his new record, Anything in Return, at number 11, down from number 9. At number 12, up from 14, is Mac DeMarco and Mac DeMarco 2. You heard Still Together. And starting that off was a debut on Earshot at number 13 this week, the new album from Hayden called Us Alone, and a track called Just Give Me a Name.
And just like that, first 10 done, which means that when we come back, we'll have the second 10. If you've missed any part of this program, no worries. You can find it online. We'll post a link to the show after the show is done, and we have it uploaded to facebook.com/earshot20. And if you want to get in touch with us, there's a couple of ways to do so. Our Facebook page is one. You can email us, earshot20@gmail.com. And you can also find us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is @earshot20. When we come back, Brian's also going to have more of the lowdown for you of what's on the charts in the top 50 that could be making its way up, creeping up to the top 20 and making debuts on this very show. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.